flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Evening long. Specific to the D.C. sports scene, which we'll be talking a lot about throughout the event. I did want to mention that the Capitals in an overtime loss last night proved themselves yet again hilariously capable. I mean, they were getting their butts beat, weren't playing particularly well. They're down multiple goals.
Count them out at your own peril, man.
And then they immediately, like, I have texts from 3 or 4 different friends, including you, about how terrible they're playing and how annoying the game is and how maddening this team is in this performance against Ottawa. My brother's going nuts. All my buddies. And then it's tied after like 3 good minutes of hockey.
Just incredible.
Because they're that good. But The story is not necessarily that they stole a point, which I was immensely impressed by, because they're out of gas, couple of weeks on the road, fifth game of a road trip. There's really no reason that you're getting off the mat to scratch and claw for that 1 point with 2 third period goals, and they did it. But the story is another Alex Ovechkin goal.
Yep.
We have not talked, because we've been all eyes on the Commanders for so long, about where he's at in the chase for Wayne Gretzky. But to update people, there are 31 games remaining in the Capitals season, right? 31. He has played 35 on the year. He currently has 23 goals. So some rough back-of-the-napkin math tells you, you know, he is on a pace the rest of the way for around 20 to 22 goals, right? He is scoring at a rate of 0.66 goals per game. So don't get lost in the weeds on these numbers. I'm just making a larger point. His current goal pace this season, which is one of the best of his career, is 0.66 goals per game. He needs to score at a 0.54 goals pace the rest of this season to break the record. So he is on pace to do just that. Right now the projection is, it's going to be tight, that he would clinch in game 80. That with 2 games to go, Alex Ovechkin, who is now just 19 goals away from becoming the all-time goal scorer in the National Hockey League, would break Wayne Gretzky's record. Not next year in the final year of his deal. That's all just adding to his own record. Mm-hmm. But this year, which would be,
with a broken leg in the rearview mirror,
just an unfathomable accomplishment.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Again, there are several plays that I was watching. My oldest son actually wandered in after his basketball practice and was watching the game with me, you know, while they were giving up goals on their own power plays, by the way. As they said, they weren't playing great in some of those moments. If they had the power play for 60 minutes, they might have lost 12-0 in that game. That was just so weird. I've never seen anything like that. 2 shorthanded goals on 1 power play. I don't remember ever seeing that. Anyway, point of the story is, as we're watching, he was asking me about Ovechkin and, you know, curious about the record and all these other kinds of things. And I was trying to explain to him, I was like, when he was younger, I said, look at this play right here. There's a, you know, a puck that looks like 50-50 that he can't get to anymore. right? That he's going to lose that puck battle now. Whereas when he was 26, he knocked that guy into next week, had the puck, created a scoring chance, may have scored, maybe not. But just, it's different. It's a different player now than he was then, and he's still scoring at this prolific rate. It doesn't make any sense. When you take away an athlete's ability to do this, and this, as he's done for so many years, you're not talking about a player that should be doing anything like what he's doing right now. He should be on a 10-goal pace, and we're kind of like awkwardly wondering, like, is it too late? Should he hang him up? The answer is no. It's so absurd. This is a once-in-a-lifetime athlete that nothing he does makes any sense, and bet against him at your own peril. I mean, it's beyond incredible what he's doing at this point.
He's sitting at 876 goals.
Amazing.
Gretzky's all-time record is 894, 18 from tying, 19 from moving ahead with 31 to play, which just suggesting that a guy on the verge of 40 years old could go out and score 19 goals over a 31-game span down the stretch in a year in which he's coming back from a broken leg, that in and of itself is ridiculous. Like, that's not a conversation or a thing that should be reasonable. But when we've seen him score at a pace the likes of which he hasn't for the majority of his career, like he has this season, I mean, we're talking about a year where he could be in the running for, maybe even be the Rocket Richard winner mm-hmm. for the most goals in the NHL this year, if not for the injury.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He suffered on a trip out west earlier in the season. It's just startling. It's absolutely crazy. But I'm here to tell you, Danny, I think he breaks the record this year, because I do think there's going to be a couple of games where he pots a pair of goals. Maybe an empty net goal here or there, where he scores two in a game that makes up for some games where he doesn't. And he has not had a heater, really, since right when he came back from the injury.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, and these are inevitable and they just happen all the time. His goals come in bunches after scoring last night. Maybe that's going to be the start of this. But you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
6 goals in 4 games, 11 goals in 9 games or whatever. He's one of those stretches away from it being a lock that it happens. So I don't know about you, but right now, this moment, if I had to bet, I would say he breaks the record this season.
So here's what I'm never going to do again, is predict any sort of Ovechkin won't do it thing at any time. I've learned my lesson. I have been incorrect, not in like a malicious way, but I sort of said, hey, this is kind of normal. Guys slow down at this age, and so the greatest goal scorer of all time, and you know, there's an appreciation for it. I have said he won't on a couple different occasions. Never again. He's doing it.
Yeah.
There is something bigger than just regular hockey being played here when he goes about it. The nose for the goal, the shot is still lethal. The way that he's found it away with, you know, 2 more assists last night to contribute to an excellent hockey team, it's happening, man. The biggest reason I think it will, in addition to his prowess and he's phenomenal, the team is so much better, and they're playing so many close games and winning them, that those empty net goals, those 3, 4, 5, even 7 or 8 more over the course of this season, those are obviously going to add up, right? I mean, when you're down, as they were all last year, it's 1-1 or, you know, nothing deep into the third period, you don't have those opportunities. When you're winning 1-goal games late, now you have those chances. And he's got a handful of those this year that I just think didn't exist last year.
Yeah, I also want to just say, while we're talking empty net goals for a moment, because one of the things I hear that frustrates me is that Ovechkin is some great beneficiary of a bunch of empty net goals that Wayne Gretzky didn't get to benefit from. Here are the actual numbers on that. Gretzky in his career scored 56 empty net goals. Ovi right now is just over 60 at 62. So we're 6 goals different between Ovechkin and Gretzky. And maybe when he breaks the record, the number will be 64, let's say, and he'll be 8 goals in the clear of Gretzky with empty net goals. But when you hear someone say, oh, it's an empty net goal, it's not like he's got 90 and Gretzky had 6, or like he's got 70 and Gretzky had 40. It's essentially the same amount. He's got 6 more empty netters in his career. That's point number one. Point number two is, you trust me, people that want to diminish the Ovechkin accomplishment, you don't want to talk about the quality of goals. That's not a conversation you want to get into. Because you can go back and watch Wayne Gretzky's highlights when goalies were 172 pounds and didn't wear pads, and the net looked like a soccer net, and the game was wide open, and goals were way easier to come by. You know, the average goals in a game were higher. Scores were routinely 7-4. Scoring is so much harder now than it was when Gretzky played. And scoring throughout Ovechkin's era has been imminently harder. So any kind of dialogue or discussion, I see this from the occasional anti-Ovi troll or whatever, oh, it's an empty net goal. Wayne Gretzky scoring a goal, every goal he scored comparatively was an empty net goal. He's never had to do this in this era with these goaltenders who alternate every other game so that they're mentally locked in with these pads and the net smaller than it's ever been based on what's covered. So you can miss me with that conversation. I think it's ludicrous and it's completely ignorant.
Yeah, if you'd like a data point that says Alex Ovechkin has more empty net goals than Wayne Gretzky does. Correct. Thanks. Really appreciate it. So if you want to talk about the ease of scoring and whatever factor you want to put on, let's put a number on it. Let's say those empty net goals for Ovi are 1.3 times easier than Wayne Gretzky or whatever. Well, every goal that Gretzky scored was 1.3 times easier than Ovechkin's. I'm just making up that number. It's arbitrary. Maybe somebody really smart could put one together. The point is, I think when Wayne started, not all the goalies wore masks. Not all the defensemen were wearing helmets. You know? And it's not telling you that Wayne Gretzky's not the greatest player ever. He is. I saw it. He was perfect. He's the best hockey player I've ever seen. He'll go untouched in that regard, right? He's the best. In terms of goal scoring, though, as you said, not just because I'm here in D.C. and I happen to love Ovechkin, but it is a really bizarre, kind of narrow, pick-and-choose conversation that you don't really want to have if you want to talk about ease of scoring or cheap goals or kind of whatever. So the greatest goal scorer of all time wears number 8 in red.
Yeah. The other guy is the greatest player of all time.
Without question.
And I don't think anybody would really dispute or debate that at this point. But amazing that he scored again last night, and he is on the brink of history. We'll be tracking him throughout the remainder of the season to see if he can pull it off.